Today is Friday, the 6th of February, the Feast of St. Paul Meekie and Companions, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The Lord is my light, my hope, my salvation. In Him I trust. As you hear this piece by Margaret Ritzer, can you put all distractions aside for a moment and place all your trust in God, your light, your hope, your salvation? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, "John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason, these powers are at work in him." But others said, "It is Elijah." And others said, "It is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard it, he said, "John, who I beheaded, has been raised." For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests, and the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptizer on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
During Advent, we heard a number of readings about John the Baptist. We read in John's Gospel, "There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him." As we reflect on this passage today, first, take a moment to remember and appreciate the life and ministry of John the Baptist, for the times when you have encountered this light. In today's reading, the kingdom of God has arrived, as we hear that Jesus' name has become known. Herod, who has heard about Jesus, wonders who this man is, thinking that perhaps John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. Try imagining these two scenarios: Jesus preaching and healing, bringing life, and his cousin John, who prepared the way for Jesus, locked up in Herod's prison. The ministry of Jesus beginning, and John's life about to end. As you listen to the reading again, notice how it makes you feel. Perhaps the gruesome details of John's death are difficult to bear, so notice your feelings and acknowledge them before the Lord.
But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptizer on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
When the disciples heard about John's death, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Take a moment to imagine mourning the death of John with the disciples and give thanks for his ministry. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.